A reminder that Vatican Radio will be providing full English coverage of the Holy Father's pastoral visit to the United States. The Holy Father leaves tomorrow, Tuesday. The head of the English programming at Vatican Radio, Sean Patrick Lovett, is in the U.S. for the duration of the Holy Father's visit. Before leaving, he spoke with Linda Bordoni, who asked him about the broad audience the Holy Father will reach and the highlights of the trip.
Speaking to the United Nations, the Pope is speaking to the world. Speaking to the U.S. president, giving public addresses, he's speaking to the people of the United States, regardless of their religious affiliation. And then the other category, when he speaks to Catholic educators or when he's giving a public mass, he's speaking to the Catholics of the United States. So there are these three major categories. And then there are groups within that. Within the Catholic group, he wants to meet with young people. He greets an ecumenical group. He greets a non-Christian interreligious group. He greets seminarians. He greets religious. He greets educators. These are the subcategories that I mean.
What do you expect the highlight of the trip to be?
The highlight is when he goes to the United Nations. That's the central, the focus of it. And I think the key is the fact that this year is the 60th anniversary of the Declaration of Human Rights, religious freedom, religious tolerance, a global moral sense that he's trying to communicate to the world. There are clues even in his discourse to the new ambassador from the United States to the Holy See, to Mary Ann Glendon. If you go and look at that discourse, there are points there as well.